Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
You know, I have to talk about La Pasión. You know, have you ever watched Dexter? You know, the show with Batista, and he talks about La Pasión. And if you do the translation, it's kind of easy to do. It's the passion. You know, it's the passion. And you do work, and I do work, and I would imagine that there is a level of passion that occurs with the work that you do. I would imagine that there is a level of passion on how you want to move forward. There is a level of passion of the team members that are with you. There is a level of passion on where you want to see the organization go. There is a level of passion on how things should be done. But sometimes those passions, those things that we deem so important, can cause some issues. And let me explain real quick. I don't believe, and I am using the word believe here, that people go to work with malice, with bad intent. Now, don't get me wrong. I am fully aware that there are people that do not get along with other coworkers, other team members. That's just kind of what happens. Not everybody's going to like everyone. I mean, I would love to say that that's not the case, but you and I would both know that I would be a liar if I was to say that. But I look at some of this stuff sometimes and go, when you have people that are passionate, and I'm not talking about he's an alpha male, she's an alpha female, and this is not going to work. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that are passionate about what's going on in the organization. I'm talking about people that are trying to drive things forward. I'm talking about things that are trying to move and shake. And what happens sometimes is that I am so passionate about something that I want to do. I am so passionate about something I want to do within the organization that sometimes I forget about, we'll call, the rules and regs that we had decided that you and I were going to do before we started the whole mess. So sometimes it becomes difficult for people to go, oh, this is what we agreed to that we were going to do. It's not that I went out there or you went out there with malice in our heart to not do the right thing, not to follow the company rules and guidelines and so on. But here's what happens. When you get multiple passionate individuals that are trying to change the organization, that are trying to help, that are trying to assist, sometimes that passion can become, well, problematic for some. And let me explain what I mean by that. It's that you're going to have conflicting interest. It's not a conflict of interest, it's conflicting interest. Because it's not that one person's trying to do something to pull the wool over somebody's eyes. It's the whole aspect of things that they're trying to do to make things better that sometimes causes an issue within the organization. And I know some people are going to sit back for a moment and go, well, hold on. Being passionate or tienen la pasión is sometimes what helps drive the organization forward. And I get that because, listen, sometimes when we get into new jobs in particular, there's a lot of passion in regards to what we're trying to accomplish. And sometimes when there's new technology, there's a lot of passion on what we want to accomplish with this new technology. So I sit back for a moment and I'm having this convo with you because here's what I'm thinking about. What happens when you have two passionate individuals that are trying to change the organization but don't see the things eye to eye? They want for the org to be good to proceed forward. But then you have to look at it from one particular aspect. Let's say, for instance, you have someone who's in your quote unquote safety department, and you have someone quote unquote inside of your operations department. Whose passion will lead the charge? Because listen, at the end of the day, businesses are made to make money. You know that. I know that. I'm not saying anything that we don't know. And when you start looking at the operations department, people will refer to it as a profit center. They will determine that that department is a profit center is normally how it works. When people look at safety in particular, they look at it as a cost center. See the wording there? See how it's important? So when you start having the layout of the land, if you're building an organization and you have these passionate people, depending on where they report, will play crucial roles inside of the organization. For years, you've heard people talk about that the safety department should go directly to the CEO. As you are aware, operations reports are already directly to the CEO in most organizations. So if we were using the hypothetical and said, hey, the safety department is not responding or reporting directly to the CEO, maybe this is where we start having the conversation of it going to the CFO, the chief financial officer. Because those people understand black and white. And if they're looking at it as a cost-saving measure, your safety department, con la pasión, will have a better way of actually being able to talk and interact when it comes to the actual CEO.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.